Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 15th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Apple removed all 181 vaping-related apps from the iOS App Store. In a statement to Axios, Apple said it has updated its App Store review guidelines to forbid apps encouraging or facilitating the use of vaping products, citing a CDC report that found vaping devices a public health crisis and a youth epidemic. Apple previously stopped accepting new apps related to vaping back in June and never allowed for the direct sale of vape cartridges through apps. TechCrunch's Josh Constant reported that Facebook is testing an Instagram-like feature called Popular Photos within the main Facebook app, which adds an endless scroll of algorithmically determined images from friends when selecting a full-screen photo from the newsfeed. Popular Photos feature a black image background and truncates any captions after 65 characters. Facebook confirmed that the feature was in testing to some users back in October, with plans to iterate on the idea and conduct future tests. Instagram has expanded its test of hiding likes from the public to a subset of all worldwide users. Instagram started the test in April in Canada and has been slowly expanding since. The change lets users see who liked their own posts and a total count. TikTok announced it's testing adding links to e-commerce and other sites into a user's profile bio, as well as adding social commerce URLs to content. A TikTok spokesperson confirmed that this is part of TikTok's routine experimentation that's focused on ways to inspire creativity, bring joy, and add value for our community. In an interview with The Verge, Microsoft's head of gaming, Phil Spencer, said he expects to launch Microsoft's xCloud game streaming service in 2020 in the U.S. Spencer also said the company plans to integrate xCloud with Xbox Game Pass in 2020, bringing game streaming to Windows 10 PCs. While currently only confirmed to run on Android on mobile, General Manager of xCloud Catherine Gluckstein confirmed that the company is building a prototype iOS app and working with Apple to launch on the platform. Microsoft also plans to expand xCloud Preview to Canada, India, Japan, and Western Europe next year. Gizmodo reports that, according to multiple sources, the U.S. Federal Communications Commission plans to scrap and replace its electronic comment filing system. The system was first introduced in 1998 as a way for the public to provide input on proposed rules online. Recently, the system has come under criticism for easily allowing comments to be posted using stolen identities and not deleting comments when identified as fraudulent, as well as crashing under heavy load. According to leaked emails, a roundtable with external stakeholders was being held this week to identify features and changes needed to make the new system effective. The Internet Society has sold the .org registry operator Public Internet Registry to Ethos Capital. On June 30th, ICANN removed price controls from the .org registry. Ethos Capital is a new private equity firm led by Eric Brooks. Brooks just came over from Abry Partners, which recently hired former ICANN president of global domains, Akram Atala, to run domain name registry Donuts. Donuts co-founder John Nevitt left after the acquisition to become CEO of Public Internet Registry. Former ICANN Senior Vice President Abusida Ori is also at Ethos Capital. The chip startup Nuvia raised a $53 million funding round led by Dell Technologies and disclosed its founders for the first time. The company was founded by Gerard Williams III, who recently left Apple after 9 years as chief architect for CPU and system-on-a-chip designs. Manu Gulati, a former Alphabet employee who also worked 8 years at Apple working on mobile SoCs, and John Bruno, who worked in Apple's platform architecture group. Nuvia plans to develop data center chips that are faster, more power efficient, and more secure than current x86 offerings, saying that the area is ripe for innovation and advancement. Huawei's foldable Mate X device went on sale in China on the morning of November 15th for 16,999 yuan, or roughly $2,400. Due to ongoing U.S. trade restrictions, the device is not shipped with the Google Play Store or any U.S.-made chips. Huawei has not stated if the Mate X will be available for sale outside of China. And finally, Google revealed that an experiment rolled out to the stable channel of Chrome was causing some browsers accessed through virtual machine environments to display white screens and leave the browser unresponsive, specifically affecting Citrix environments. The experiment silently switched on a flag that enabled a new web contents occlusion feature, which suspends Chrome tabs when another app is moved over top of them to save system resources. According to Google engineer David Benvenu, the experiment has been in beta for about 5 months and had been previously rolled out to 1% of stable Chrome browsers for about a month without reported issue. Google rolled back the experiment on the 14th and plans to work with Citrix on the issue. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.